Et maintenant, c'est Dark Mysteries sur Art District avec Madeleine d'Est.
Welcome to Dark Mysteries, a book review show devoted to crime, mysteries, thrillers, and the dark side of human nature. I'm Madeleine d'Est. Join me as I talk about great books in the crime and mystery genre. Today's book is Cross Her Heart by Sarah Pinborough. Published by HarperCollins in 2018, today's book is all about relationships, lies, and loyalty. Lisa is a single mum approaching 40 with a past she never speaks about. She has few friends, doesn't use social media, and is very protective of her 16-year-old daughter, Ava. She works as a recruitment consultant, and a client is showing romantic interest in her, for the first time in years. She's cautious but drawn to him, and yet driven back into her shell when she sees a toy animal in her front yard and notices a photo missing from the shelf. Ava is 16 and desperate to get away from her smothering mother. She has a group of girlfriends, and as typical teens, they drink and gossip and talk about boys. Ava desperately wants to lose her virginity, but she also has a secret flirtation with an older man on Facebook, and he is the one she really wants. Marilyn is Lisa's best and only friend from work. Marilyn is outspoken and caring and seems to have the perfect marriage. Her partner Richard ever present in her life. But Lisa doesn't know that below the surface, everything is not as perfect as it seems with Marilyn. One day, during a local summer festival, a child falls into the river, and Ava, who is a competitive swimmer, dives in and saves the day. She becomes a local hero, but little does she know that this moment changes everything for Ava, Lisa, and Marilyn as the past comes hurtling back into their lives. Cross Her Heart is a dark, gritty, fast-paced page-turner. The chapters are very short and written from the first-person perspective of Lisa, Ava and Marilyn, and I found myself tearing through the book in record speed. Now, this book is full of twists and shocks, so I'm not going to spoil anything. I'll just say there are quite a few times when I had to put down the book and just gasp. Lisa seems timid and overly cautious, and we understand why as the secrets of her past are revealed. My views on Lisa swapped between sympathy and sheer horror, and wondering whether she was the unreliable narrator and she was behind it all along. Ava is a typical 16-year-old experimenting with the world. She made me cringe as she reminded me of my own 16-year-old self and all the risks you take at that age. A few times I wanted to reach into the book and tell her to stop. This book is also about female relationships, mother-daughter, friends, work colleagues, bosses. And what was also refreshing is the vast majority of characters are female. It explores the evil side of women as well as the nurturing side, but also covers how women cope with abuse. The book is also about lies and loyalty, the lies we tell to protect others and protect ourselves. And when loyalty, which is generally a good thing, turns toxic. So if you like page turners, gasping aloud at plot twists, female friendships and secrets, I recommend Cross Her Heart by Sarah Pinborough. Thanks for listening to Dark Mysteries. If you have any feedback or want to say hello, you can contact me at Art District Radio by email at mde@artdistrict-radio.com. Or if you'd like to listen to past reviews, please go to artdistrictradio.com/podcasts. And until next time, happy reading.
C'était Dark Mysteries sur Art District, la chronique en anglais de Madeleine d'Est qui nous vient directement d'Australie.